Minority Minds podcast. Started.
No, it's all good. All
right. Yeah, because he got a movie to go to.
No, it ain't just that. This nigga's tired.
Oh, true.
Me too.
Oh, dang. No,
you can't tell?
Nah, he watching the game.
So, see, y'all just going to like push the baby mama to the side and be like, oh, you got tired.
Damn, tired too, but shit, yes. he's showing it.
I know. Oh, so that's a compliment. Thank you.
Dang.
All right.
I be draining his life for it, so he be all right.
My man. I don't want to know what you're training. What the fuck?
You be all right, baby.
Wow.
He ain't got nothing back to say, huh? You ain't got nothing to say.
We're back off of that. Yeah, you can't say nothing off of that life force.
Yo.
I think I was here half dead.
Life force is drained.
Man, you need to recharge.
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot.
That's a that's a great intro. Yeah, we back. Minority Minds, we back. We got Do It Ugly B over here. What's going on, B?
Yeah, I'm about to shoot them tomorrow.
All right.
I wanna shoot.
Nice.
Bring free shit then. Damn.
Right.
Oh, just say you wanted free shit.
We want free shit.
Oh, okay. Hey, if you down to be a model, that's how to get
I'm
some free
good,
shit.
Bro. I have shit going on.
It's easy. Like it takes like 2 seconds.
I don't want to be on camera. All
right. Mm.
Okay.
Are you pricey? Because like I probably need to practice shots. Like do practice.
Okay.
Like,
well.
Someone charge me.
That was LSK.
LSK.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Got Godfather in the building.
Hair wrapped up.
Wrapped up, father.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He got his Erykah Badu on.
Ha
ha. Just trying to preserve this retwist. Because, the shit only lasts 3 days if you just let it flow.
Some really?
Bullshit. Yeah, man.
I'm trying to get locked up, too.
I'd be outside sweating.
Oh, yeah. Get all puffy in the roots and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounded like it should have been in bar, but it wasn't. But it sounded
it
like
wasn't it wasn't meant to be.
I know, but it sounded like it could have been to be.
I feel like you're fishing.
You just go ahead and let it go. Let it go. You gotta let that one go.
Man, James.
But nah, what's going on, man? I ain't seen y'all in
5 days.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I'm good. On my end. What about you?
Yeah, how was the weekend? Memorial Day weekend y'all had?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking straight at me.
Come on, B. What's wrong?
Yeah, nah, that joint was dope, though. Like, so, my girl, she, like, introduced...
Your what?
My girlfriend.
Okay.
Your woman.
Go
ahead. It's a nervous chuckle.
She, she had... invited me to this festival in Baltimore called the Suebo Festival. Mm-hmm. And her cousin was selling these like pudding, banana pudding. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't like banana pudding, but that banana pudding, I mean, I never really had like a real banana pudding.
Revoking his black card as we speak.
But now I've had it and I'm just like, holy shit, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So she invited me out just to support, like, wanted to go out, support a cousin, buy some stuff. But it was it was also an arts festival. And, man, that joint was lit, man. It was tight because I've always wanted to spend more time in Baltimore because I don't really be there like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dang, I'm in Baltimore for real. Like, it was real tight. Like, it was like a local festival.
Like it was Miami.
Like a different world. So, yeah, that was cool. Spent time with her. Then we went to one of our favorite spots called Walrus. There's sangrias.
Yeah. That's
damn
nice.
Joints.
Yeah.
She getting excited. They really best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got to go on that double date.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing a double date.
I should beat that out.
Leave that part up. Plus.
Damn, I'm about to eat this.
Plus.
Oh, no. That was how your weekend went? Memorial Day weekend? That's how it went?
Yeah. Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was good. Yeah, that's what we did. And then we went back to her spot. And that was cool, too, because we was watching Naruto. Because I had put her on the Naruto. And that was, like, the first time I was, like, really watching Naruto with her. Like, around, like, this lit spot. Mm-hmm. Like... I ain't watching Naruto, but you watch Naruto LSK. Yeah. So you already know, like, we was at the spot where, spoiler alert, Naruto met his mom in his dreams, mm-hmm. and she helped him, like, you know, mm-hmm. secure the Ninetales power, dude was glowing.
Yep.
Then we watched Remember the Titans afterwards, mm-hmm. and that was tight because I fuck with that show, mm-hmm. that movie. Like, she loved that movie, and I was like, yo, we should do this all the time, just watch mm-hmm. movies and chill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a good Memorial Day.
Is this your first Netflix and chill?
Like, wait. With her, like an actual chill.
Oh, okay.
Not like, no... chilling, you know, just chill.
Not the pelvis touching.
Huh? And I've been wanting that for a long time. Like, sometimes I be feeling like I gotta, even though I know it's not the case, mm-hmm. sometimes I feel like we always gotta do something. Mm-hmm. But I just be needing to just chill, man. I just want to just fucking chill and do nothing, just veg out. And mm-hmm. it was one of those days. It was nice. And I told her that shit. She was like, yeah, man, I'm down. Like, and I was like, yo, we should watch more Disney shit.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah,
so that was tight.
That's some soulmate that energy right there.
Shit.
Oh, soulmate, B.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going.
That shit was a vibe. Oh, like, oh, my God. And it's like, I've been meaning to put her on to, like, some edibles. So I'm just like, yo, once that happened,
drug her up and right. everything.
Nah, she down. Like, she down. Like, she been down. Like. And I just feel like...
Don't get her the strong stuff yet. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, fact. See her... Peep her tolerance. Because from what happened to me, I passed on his brother's couch one time.
Man, yeah. So
everybody was like, no, we can't give you nothing
you're
anymore.
You're like a legit
now.
Lightweight, though.
Yeah, I know. But everybody's like, no, don't do it now. So...
I did
make sure you peep it.
I did, like, have some edibles, but it wasn't gummies. It was like... This melted cookie, kind of like the ones I gave you, Cedric, that last time, where
yeah,
it's like...
that was trash.
But this time, it was like... She ate more than what she was supposed to, so she was tripping the fuck out. So that was a bad trip. But now I'm like, okay, I'm going to get these gummies, and yeah, we're going to go from there. And I feel like that experience is going to be lit because we have so much in common. Mm-hmm. That shit going to be fucking crazy.
Yeah, I better be drinking some Gatorade and some water the whole time. Lord have mercy.
She might be dry as shit. Damn.
Is that what happens with edibles?
Hell yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fuck. You ain't never had
make
edibles?
Sure your lady,
I have, but I mean, like, I don't be...
This nigga mouth already dry, so you don't know the difference.
Make sure bae is well hydrated.
Okay.
You're going to thank me later.
What y'all do?
Did you catch on?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just got there.
What y'all do? What y'all do, couple?
Oh, nothing. We went to his brother's house. We had a good time.
At first it was like, nah, man,
we just chilling. And then all of a sudden, right before we left, everybody's like, dancing and like vibing, having a fun time. It was cool. All
this
positive
on Sunday
vibes.
Or Saturday?
Sunday, right?
This was the actual Memorial Day.
Well, yeah, Monday.
On Monday?
Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, what happened to the cookout thing on Sunday?
We did. That was before, right? Mm-hmm. Memorial Day with Sydney and them?
That was Sunday.
Yes, it was Sunday. That was nice. We was just chilling, but the weather could have been better.
It did rain for like a little bit.
Yeah, but no, it was just chill. Like, I didn't know it was going to like stay long. It was just like, all right, you know, we were babies.
What was y'all just kicking it? What did y'all do with it?
Nothing, just vibing to music and stuff. Like, we was grilling. Like, he forgot the damn condiments and stuff, so he almost ruined the damn cookout. So, but everybody all right, was.
I'm gonna let her finish her side of the story.
Everybody was working with us, like for real. I feel like everybody was working with us with it.
Okay.
Like, everybody was kind of open minded to it. Like, I feel like they were like expecting something to like happen, but it really didn't. Like, and it was just chill.
A chill.
Mm-hmm. They stayed longer than I expected.
All parents.
Yeah.
Of course. What about you? What's your side of the story?
Can I tell my story?
Yes. Yes, you can tell your story.
I ain't do shit, Daddy.
Right. Basically, right?
All right. So we had set it up like in the middle of the week. Like, all right, let's go ahead, chill for this day.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally all of us.
Well, I immediately was out because
yeah.
I had to work.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. had to work. So it was originally going to be all of us. And then, you know, he backed out. And then B's backed out for his specific reasons that should not be mentioned.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually became the three parents.
Yeah.
Farley and Uku. So, you know, we had set it up for Sunday, which was a good day actually compared to Memorial Day. Memorial Day, it rained all day.
Yeah.
And Sunday morning, I think we woke up early, didn't we?
Yeah.
We woke up early. All right, cool. We got plenty of time. We'll just go right before, get all this stuff.
Wrong
like shit.
Wrong like shit. Because
we were supposed to be there at 2 o'clock. I was like, all right, I got plenty of time. I'll go to the store probably 1 o'clock. I went to the store at 1 o'clock, all right? I ended up rushing. Like, all right, this is all I need. Since
it was in the store for a whole hour.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, you were. You were in the store for the whole hour. It was probably packed in there.
It's your store. You got to let anyway, the store.
I'm sorry.
I forgot to add that Chris and his son and his girl were supposed to be there too. But backed out as usual. Locked
on us.
The last minute backed out. So we had to end up and get his side of what he was supposed to get. And then that's why I was staying there longer. Like, oh shit, what was I supposed to get? I was supposed to get cups, plastics, whatever, plastic spoons and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And I was just, you know, going back and forth with Farley what I need to get. So I just ended up getting the fucking no lighter fluid needed charcoal. And only one bag, mind you. That's the key factor.
Mm-hmm. Always two. Now we know.
Now we know.
So you had to go back to the store.
Yeah. So we get to the park. Yeah. We get to the park. You know, we said
Allen Pond Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, we thinking it's going to be like nowhere for us to sit, but we found a spot. Mm-hmm. The only problem was duck shit everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. We didn't even know that was going
to It's a pond.
Yeah, that's a pond, but damn.
They were so mature about it. I'm like, they were like, oh, ew, like, I'm bougie. They wasn't giving me that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, for real. They was cool. They were like, you know, good sports about it. Like, they were like, okay, we're just little babies.
It's the first.
Yeah, it's the first
time.
And then, mind you, they kept on saying that they had little faith in us in this little cookout we was going to have.
Who said that?
Mostly
their wives.
Yeah.
They had little faith.
And you?
Yeah, and
oh, and the husband and
all
the boyfriends?
All of us. And on the man's side.
Why they say that?
Because they said our planning was janky. I'm like,
janky.
You can square up. What the fuck?
We just cooking.
Did they really say janky?
We just cooking out. That's it. But I mean, granted, Farley did make it worse than it was by going to ChatGPT on what we need. Like, bruh.
Yeah,
we don't need
that. Doesn't help. See what happens when you use ChatGPT.
We don't need all of that. B. Fuck AI.
Exactly. No response.
It might have helped a little.
Tool.
It really did. It really did.
What happened? What was on ChatGPT or something?
Here's the thing.
We have friends who aren't great planners. You can pull the rest on my. But we have friends who aren't great planners. You know, like, and I feel bad now because I probably could have helped plan, but I knew I wasn't going to be there. I wasn't going to waste my time. Mm-hmm. So, but did y'all have fun at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah. Like, I was, I don't know how I got delegated to the grill master.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
Yeah,
they
was just
the food cooked good?
I mean, I empathize with them. They got babies that's younger than ours.
Yeah.
You just got stimulator. Them, they got to actually pay attention. Like, oh, you choking? You about to die? You know, that stage.
I think cookouts, especially with kids, it's hard to do them in parks.
You think so?
Yes. They're creeps. They're creeps out here. Oh, kids like to wander. Luckily for y'all, the only one that really could wander away is Phoenix.
Yeah.
But the other two, like, imagine if all three of them could walk and run around. Then y'all would spend more time chasing them around, making sure they're not running off.
Mostly the mommies, yeah. But then we'd be so damn exhausted, we probably ready to leave.
Yeah, I'm glad I had fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Like, I told him.
Good timing, because, yeah, like he said, what if it was bigger? You know, that means we need bigger posse next time when they get bigger.
Yeah, but they did say that, especially Tunde's wife was like, hey, I appreciate you trying to set this up. You know, we all get together. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, just everybody get together once in a while because we ain't never seen each other in a while. So you got to keep it close.
The baby was so cute. Oh, my goodness. Y'all saw Tunde's baby.
You seen
I saw him last week. Mm-hmm. Actually, Saturday.
Yeah.
Was it Saturday?
Lord have mercy. That little baby.
It might have been Saturday. I don't know.
And Stefan's baby.
No. Thursday? Which one did you see?
Like, he's
I saw Tuna.
I
haven't seen Stephon's son. You ain't seen Stephon's 1-year-old son?
He's not one. Like, he remind me
of That boy is huge.
Yeah, he remind me
I mean, look at his dad.
He remind me of Phoenix so much, y'all. Like, he was the cutest little thing. Like, he laughed. He don't be crying. He was chill the whole time. If he cried, he just needed something. Like, she was not lying when she said that. I was like, I was there in that stage.
Yeah, I mean,
they doing pretty good.
My next probably availability on the holiday is gonna be 4th of July because it's the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we do some here? No, nobody feeling it here.
I don't give a fuck where we go. Because for me,
not that pond though, right, babe? Mm-hmm. What about the park down the street? No,
I mean it's gonna be duck shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Because the ducks just fly wherever there's water.
We can make reservations because they have reservations over there.
Yeah, whatever. We have time. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We need to like do something nice.
I'll be more involved this time.
I'd be annoyed if we go through the whole summer not doing nothing. Like, that's ridiculous.
I don't plan on doing much during the summer anyway.
Sure, come through. Oh, yeah. Like, I could have got you going tomorrow.
Right. But, yeah, so... Sunday we had Jacquees at our spot.
Oh, word! Wow, he was just singing the whole time.
He's alarmingly short.
Yeah, he like it's my height, right?
It's kind of scary how short he is.
He 5 foot, right?
Yeah, how short is he?
He's shorter than you.
So he 5'5". I mean, yeah,
that's saying a lot.
Isn't he 5'5"?
No, he's like 5'4", 5'3".
Oh, goodness.
Cause like, so you know, he comes out the car, and I'm like, yo, like, you know how somebody looks short in pictures?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't even know how short
this is the first time I've ever seen somebody who I already knew was short surprise me by how short they are. Mm-hmm. Mm. He was chill. His manager was a little fidgety.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, man. Entertainment industry shit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had to stand in the section.
You good, bro? That wine kicking in?
No, I'm good.
Industry shit.
I'm asking. All right, relax. Words barely get out.
You need to relax over there.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, so like, I had to stand in a section. So it was like, I've never seen that many people try and walk past going to the bathroom at once. Because it was like, girls were just trying to walk past. And it was all like standing out, which is cool. I mean, I guess he deserves it.
Mm. Yeah, he was trying to get chose.
One girl started crying because I wouldn't let her in the section.
Was she ugly?
They didn't know her.
Oh.
So, like, you don't...
don't do that. Like, regardless, they're pretty or not, right? Yeah.
Like, I, like, legit worked hard that night because it was just a lot. You know, with the incident that happened the week before, we had, like, police out there. It just was a lot. But he was cool. We got him out through the alley. He was drunk as hell.
You know, after one drink?
No. Come on, bro. He was actually all right. He was pretty cool.
Sound like me.
But it was cool, you know. I didn't do nothing on Memorial Day. I was tired as fuck. I went to sleep.
You didn't eat or go on a, like, your parents didn't grill?
I didn't do shit. I, like, literally didn't leave my room but to use the bathroom and take a shower.
Wow.
And on Saturday, we had a state track meet and we finished the last place. Didn't have a good day. There was a lot of things that went against us, but we made it to states.
I think next Memorial Day, like, maybe we could do something early, like maybe 12 p.m. I don't know. And then, but me and him be early birds with it, setting up.
I do.
Y'all morning people?
No.
Not by choice.
I'm okay. Not by choice.
I wake up early every day, even if I have nothing to do.
It's a vibe.
You know the weird part is?
What?
When you're on your off day, like when I'm on my off day, I wake up early like I'm going to work, but I'm not tired.
Yeah.
But when I'm the same time when I have to go to work, I'm tired as fuck.
It's because the weight of work is like stressing you out.
Yeah.
Nah, I be feeling that shit. I used to feel that shit. I used to be mad as fuck. Especially when I used to work 4:30. Mm-hmm. I'd get up at 3:30 and be like, fuck, I just went to sleep an hour ago. And I wake up like I'm refreshed. Shit used to be the worst. I used to be so fucking mad. Like, what the heck? Hey, B. So that post I posted, the Scottie Pippen joint, what did you feel about it?
Damn. You can look it up if you, you know, get a refresher.
Yeah, I'm going to need a...
It was long as fuck, but he literally went in on Scottie Pippen without really going in on him.
Like, I feel like Scottie Pippen has made himself to be the villain when really Jordan would have been the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he just shut the fuck up.
Like literally. Like, he be just talking.
Like, he make himself sound even more dumb than the actual facts sound of history dumb. Says. Yes. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Jordan was not horrible when you came
the
in.
The guy with 37 points before you come played on, him. Man.
Yeah, he just butt hurt.
He mad because Jordan's son's piping exactly. his ex-wife.
Yeah,
he butt hurt because his ex-wife's getting butt hurt. Like, come on.
That's got to be terrible.
She's doing some black, that's a horrible feeling. Black stuff going on. Black.
Yeah. And I took exception to that.
No, he got to be mad because his ex-wife got piped down by Malik Beasley.
Future
and everybody else, and now it's fucking Marcus Jordan. Like,
yo,
like you watched him be born.
Right. I guarantee you.
Are they still dating, by the way?
Yes.
I guarantee you. You're not even allowed to walk into his house with Jordans on.
Right.
Motherfucker walking with Jordans.
You gotta wear some pandas. Like, no. You gotta wear some slippers, bro. Can't come up here with them Jordans.
No, that shit is so bad, bro. Like, but he make himself like a clown.
Right. Look, come on.
Why are you on his nuts though?
I guess it started with how he thought he was portrayed on
The Last Dance,
but it was kind of accurate. The nigga said, "I wasn't going to fuck up my summer, so I didn't wait. I waited till the season to get the surgery." That's some asshole shit.
That's
some dumb shit. That's what it was.
And that came out of his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's on him.
Yeah, all the choices he made was on him. So why is he trying to put the blame on somebody else?
And it's probably messing up his coin. That's probably why he said something.
Man, shit. He the one that took the 7-year deal worth nothing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Are you still reading, bro? We try to give you time.
I know.
I mean, that is a whole essay.
I mean,
book over there.
I only saw it like twice. The one that got me was like,
would
you
skim through it? It looked like a whole book over there.
It's like long as shit. Pause.
No, boy.
I mean, like the part where he was talking about how like the year Scotty got drafted was the year Jordan won Defensive Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot.
MVP.
MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, granted. The thing is, people think Scotty's sorry. Scotty was not sorry at all. He's one of the greatest players ever. But somebody needed to unlock it.
Right. And that was MJ.
I'm good. I mean, at the end of the day, you had a guy like Jordan who said, "I can't win without you."
Yeah.
So I need you to step your shit up.
In the documentary, MJ said, "There's no MJ without Scotty."
Yes.
Facts.
Like, come on.
And he's
man.
Never really talked bad about Scotty.
Ever.
He said, you know, he talked bad about Horace Grant. Yeah. He talked bad about a bunch of people. He never talked bad about Scotty.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't get where all this animosity is.
Yeah. You know, it's like he's so mad at Jordan for what?
There's really no reason for him to be mad.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, like, why doesn't Scotty have a statue?
Why does he need a statue?
Yeah, why?
Because the 2 years Jordan was gone, he had a great year, then he quit on the team in the playoffs.
Damn.
Because they didn't call the last play for him.
Damn. For Kukoc.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Kukoc.
And that's the problem. Like, it's like, he's Jaylen Brown. You're a great player, but you're not a championship number one guy.
You're not him.
Yes. And it's all part of the game. Like,
that's tough.
Nothing's wrong with but it's the truth. It's like we're doing this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gotta be the leader, somebody gotta be the organizer, somebody has to be, you know, it's not all the same people.
Yeah.
The comedy relief, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like we all the pieces matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scotty's job was to do the dirty work. Stop the best player, pass the ball, be a playmaker. Not score 30 points. That's not your game.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so wrong with that role?
I think the part that's funny the most is the first paragraph. He was like, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he was like, "You act like poor Scottie Pippen. You act like we were not alive where you played. You act like we didn't see you average 7 points as a rookie and 10 points per game after you left Mike. Wow. You act like we didn't see you have the most talented team ever. Blew a 17-point lead as the captain versus the Lakers. Like, that's some real shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, you're supposed to be him, right? Mm-hmm. You're out here coming from Jordan. Coming for Jordan. But
he's staying quiet, right?
Jordan hasn't said nothing back.
Yeah. Say shit.
Jordan never says nothing back to Scottie.
I wouldn't say nothing.
He probably was like, "Yeah, that took that real personal." But like, it's like,
that's why he sent his son for his wife.
He's like, go get him. He probably supported
go
too.
Get sick him like a dog. Like, go but get like, him.
I mean, if you look at it, okay. So, what year did Jordan come back? 2000.
For the first time.
Wizards. Like 01, right? 01.
01, right?
Yeah.
How much he averaged? 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
He's 40 years old.
Yep.
Scottie played till he was what, 38.
Something like that.
He was like. He went back to Chicago, was on a bench.
Dang.
Like,
that's tough.
That's just greatness right there. Jordan was smoking cigars and fucking with hookers and shit in Washington and still averaging 20 points. And Scottie was back in Chicago looking like KG back in Minnesota at the end of his career. And it's like, I mean, just... admit to who you were. You are that number two. Right. Nothing wrong with number two. You don't hear James Worthy complaining about fucking Magic Johnson.
Right. That's facts.
You don't ever hear that. It's like, where is all this hate coming from?
He also says, you act like we didn't see you fake injuries because they was beating you with Mike's ass.
Oh, yeah.
In Detroit?
Yep.
You act like the Pistons didn't make a movie laughing at you because you left Mike hanging. Mm-hmm. Headache. Like, what? Facts. But did Mike go to the media and trash you like you deserve? No, he backed you. He said, I have to be better. No, Mike, you didn't. You averaged 37 points per game versus the Pistons.
Shit. Yo, I don't know who that person wrote that.
Bruh.
Scottie Pippen looking for him.
Definitely. Tonight.
Nah, it's almost disrespectful, though, to... because you don't have 6 rings without him. Because obviously, when he was gone, you couldn't win.
Right.
But he came close, though.
Did he really?
I mean,
he lost to a team that couldn't make a layup the year before to beat him. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
It is what it is.
I think that's a good segue into, like.
Exactly.
Ah,
now geez. You're thinking.
Man. The main topic is familiarity breeds contempt. And so. For those that don't know what that means, it's basically when you develop a close relationship with somebody, and whether it's friendship or relation or, you know, romantic, whatever, and it you feel comfortable enough to start being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, dang, like, you know, that's gotta be tough as for somebody like Mike, where it's like, young, you a grown man. I let you make your own decisions. Like, even in the documentary, he was like, hey, yo, look, that him and his contract, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's some grown man shit. Like, hey, look, we, like, off court, you do you. But when we on this court, like, we going to war together.
And don't forget, he was also beefing with the GM.
Facts. Mm. Man. So it's just like, dang, like.
But so here's my question to that. Mm-hmm. What usually starts the contempt? Like, what usually is the catalyst for it?
I think it's the type of relationship or friendship, the dynamic where it's like, you're like, it is levels to it. There's, all right, I guess it's more so like, you know, you joke a lot, you laugh a lot, you make jokes about each other to each other, mm-hmm. but it's on some like, ha, I'm joking, but there's some truth to it though.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's just like, after, or it's somebody that maybe always coming to you for advice.
Okay.
It's like, hey, like, I respect your thought process or whatever like that, so I'm always going to keep coming to you for advice. I wouldn't be surprised if being a great defensive player that Scotty was, I wouldn't be surprised that Mike went to him a lot. Mm-hmm. Said, hey, yo, how do I become a better player?
Yeah.
And okay. So it's just like this whole, like, even though, like, I think there's this sense of, like, it's easy to look at Mike and Scotty as, like, okay, Mike is the big brother to Scotty because of his stature in life, whereas their relationship could have been vice versa. Yeah. Or Scotty's the bigger brother, and I'm getting you hip to all kinds of stuff, but you're getting all of this glory and this shine, but I'm the main person that is responsible for your shine, at least according to his eyes.
Okay.
And so then it's like, what are you about to say?
I'm listening.
And so then it's like, oh, damn. Oh, I know all of this. I know all of this shit about you. So I'm about to drag you. And Mike is like, the fuck? Like, damn. Nobody talking to me like this. Why are you?
Why you should know me? Yeah.
Why, yeah. Like, why are you doing all this? Like, I thought there was an understanding here. You can't respect my growth enough to, like, you know, talk to me a certain way, or, like, I don't know. So, yeah, I think it's that, man. I think it's the dynamic of, hey, I'm always coming to you for advice.
Or could it be that for a long time, this person was above, and then, you know, it's like, say we were two friends, and I might have been more popular or more popping or whatever than you. And then at some point you become more popping and I start feeling a way about it. Now I'm like looking at you sideways, even though you did nothing wrong to me. And I'm just sitting there like, yo, like, I was the popular guy. Why are you the popular guy now? Now I'm going to start throwing shade or start saying underhanded jokes to you because
you've been
I feel a way about
personally
it.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This nigga here drunk as hell. He gave it a disappointed look.
I don't know, like, I don't know if I've really been through that specific example.
But similar to it. Remember that story?
You gotta get on the mic if you're gonna start talking.
Oh, I apologize. Shut the fuck up. Anyways, no, like, you've been through something similar to it with that guy. I'm not trying to bring that up. I'm just saying.
You already did.
I mean, I'm not trying to bring
it up. I don't think
you
was trying to bring it up.
Depth, but yeah, it's similar, you know, situation right there.
Some people still see you as,
like, you was the underdog,
what you were
you
and what not what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really unfortunate because, like, so I was talking to my older sister today. Just like venting and stuff, and it's like, and even in the conversation I was having with the dude, where it's like, yo, like, you have this expectation, and it's funny, like, my sister was in alignment with what I was saying too, so it's cool. It's like, you have this expectation of how you think I should be, but you're so focused on my past, you're so focused on, like, who I've always been in your eyes, that you fail to see the growth. Like, I remember, like, in the text, he was like, hey, yo, like, oh, I don't always got time to, like, pat you on the back and say I'm proud of you, whatever, whatever, like that. But I'm going to say something if, you know, if I got an issue with you. And it's like, in my mind, it's like, yo, so you don't got time to say that. You don't got time to acknowledge that, but you got all the time in the world to.
So you're saying he has more time for negative reinforcement instead of positive reinforcement?
Yeah, but it's like, at the same time, I guess, like, in his mind, it's like, all right, well, I'm helping you. I'm trying to help. It's kind of like that parent that's like, oh, I'm saying this. I know I'm being disrespectful, but I'm really doing this because I see so much greatness in you. So I'm trying to help you. And it's like, no, you're not listening.
Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah.
It's not really manipulative.
Well, I don't know if it's
one-sided.
So. Yeah, one-sidedness, but some people use, like, that shit as, like, tactic, like manipulation, like.
I don't think in his situation he's getting manipulated.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
I think it's emotional trauma. Yeah. Because it's like, you get tired of being told that you're not doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something right, nobody says a word. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's how you create narcissists sometimes in a society. I mean, not always, because everybody used that term always loosely, but like that's how you create narcissists for real. Like you focus on the negative of the person, but you never praise them on the positive. It's like under what do you call it? Underpraising people or something like that.
Undervaluing.
Undervaluing people or something like that. Like
appreciating.
Yeah, that's what happens when the people are like young and they go through these things. Yeah, something like that. I can't really go into depth. I've been drinking a little bit, but like, yeah, that's how you create people that don't really focus on the emotions. Don't really focus on the positive. Like they don't want to make any resolutions to anything. That's, you know,
somebody who doesn't, who lives off of expectations of others.
Yes.
Because then you like, because you're so worried about what to impressing this
you
person.
Be,
like,
you gotta be.
It could be a parent where like you're working so hard so you can get that parent to say, "Great job," or "I'm proud of you."
Yep.
And it's to your detriment because you're not really doing things for your own enjoyment. You're doing it for other people's enjoyment.
And then you look at elsewhere for it. Like you can't fulfill your parents. You can't find that satisfaction in your parents' eyes.
Which in turn leads to contempt because then you're like, why won't you like what I do?
Mm-hmm.
Or why can't you ever tell me I did a good job? Or why can't you ever support me? Why is everything that you say about me always negative?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
then you're looking at them like, whenever they say something, it could be a positive thing, but you're so used to negative that your initial reaction is negative.
Yep.
I think it's unfortunate with like that whole dynamic because you kind of going on what you were talking about with the narcissism.
Yeah.
It's like you then begin to take matters into your own hands.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, well, I don't give a fuck about what you're saying. It could be right, but I don't identify with it. Mm-hmm. It's triggering something, so I'm shooing it out. So I'm gonna keep saying I'm the shit.
Yeah,
I'm the shit.
Right,
I'm the
right,
shit.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest. And it's like, oh, like now you're a narcissist. No, it's a maybe that's the case to your eyes, but it's a form of protection. I'm gonna protect my I'm gonna protect myself. I'm gonna protect my I gotta keep bigging myself up because that's how I want to feel good. I don't want to keep being reminded about, oh, where I'm always lacking, where I'm always like misstepping. And it's like, man. So I think it's really unfortunate also because like, me personally, like I've grown a lot and I'm in this space now where it's like, I know I talked a lot about, I've talked a lot in the past about like things I'm going to do and all this stuff. But now I'm like, in that space where it's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm locked in. I'm gonna figure whatever discomfort comes along the path of the level up, because that's what I've been most afraid of. I'm like, shit, if I start going hard like this, there's a lot of expectations or responsibilities or new levels that's going to come. How am I going to handle that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can't be. I can't. And so I would always kind of like not go in like that. Which is why side note, like with the photo shoot, with the model, like it wasn't really about like just the photos and like me taking these cool photos, but it was the mindset going in where it's like, yo, I already made the decision a week ago that I'm gonna start going in on everything that I do. And so it's like with those, I went like the photos that y'all seen, those not even close to the best ones. And those ones, the ones that y'all seen were crazy. But I do understand that now, like now that I'm putting that energy out, more people are going to come. Higher level. Like it's crazy. Like, shoot, I know I'm going off tangent a little bit.
You always do.
I know I do.
Nothing wrong with that.
But
expressing yourself.
My homie Ange hit me up, was like, just out the blue, hey, man, you got time to talk? You know, I'm sure she going to send me something like, yo, I'm trying to put this play in motion. Like, whenever she hit me with something, I know that joint going to be crazy. But it's because I put that energy out there. And so now it's like, now I'm doing these things, or the things that people criticize me on or call me out on, it's like, yo, in my mind, it's like, all right, I've heard you, and now I'm making gradual changes, and I see it. How come you don't see it? Mm-hmm. How come it's like, oh, okay, how come everybody else sees it, or like, yeah, how come everybody else sees it and I feel it, but how come you supposed to be, we supposed to be cool. How come you don't see the growth? How come it's always, oh, okay, you don't say shit, but the minute I fuck up, it's, oh yeah, it's the same. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm just trying to see you win. Are you, bruh? Yeah. If you check, if you're not checking in with me, like whatever, are you really trying to see me win, or are you so, or maybe you are trying to see me win, but you're so focused on, oh yeah,
how you losing?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, and it's like, I'm trying to explain that to you, but you're not willing to see it from my perspective. Mm-hmm. It's always from your perspective. And so it's just like, okay, maybe that is because of that familiarity. It's like, well, damn, like, oh, I've known you all my life. So, you know, I don't give a fuck what you tell me. I know you more than you know yourself. So you always going to be on that bullshit. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, dang, so at what point does it get too much? Like, where you're just like, yo, like this ain't it, man. This ain't cool. Like, have y'all gone through stuff like that where it's just like, damn, like you're real cool with somebody, but all they see is, not saying that's all they see, but it's just like,
easy to get annoyed by it.
Yeah, I mean,
but it takes some maturity to kind of say, hey, bro, like, yeah. I mean, you gotta have, so at some point you have to have the conversation, like, why do you keep being an asshole? Why do you keep being a dick to me? Mm-hmm. Why is it every time I do something you always trying to find a negative in it? And I mean, either, you know, if that person is really your friend, at some point you can get to a point where you guys understand, okay, I can't cross the line, I shouldn't cross the line, and I need to be able to communicate effectively with my boys. Because everybody has doubts. Like, I have a lot of doubts about stuff. Mm-hmm. And I try to ask questions for both sides. Like, why are you doing this? What are the good? What's the good? What's the bad? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't want to always offer my opinion on it, because the opinion can be seen as negative, especially if you feel the way about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, got to learn how to, as a person, got to know where that person's heart at. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah, their heart might be in the right place, but the message is wrong.
Delivery is wrong, yeah.
So you got to be like, you got to find a way to say, hey, it's not cool that you're saying this. Mm-hmm. I understand what you're coming from, but it's not cool that you're saying this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would like for you to support me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a timing issue with people. Like, you know, maybe not.
I wouldn't even say that. I think it's more of a, it's like a tone thing. And like I had to have a conversation with my father a few weeks ago about understanding I'm not a child. Mm. So stop thinking of me as a child when we're dealing with shit, when we're, you know, working on stuff at the house. Mm-hmm. Like, if something needs to be done, talk to me like I'm a grown man, not like I'm a child. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, they need to hear that for them to see that the image that they have of you is the wrong image. Mm. If that makes any sense.
Mm. That makes sense. I think, and that makes me think about, like, man, sometimes I sound like a broken record, but it really makes me think about communication, like how important that is. Like, you always have to, excuse me. It's so important to communicate, because maybe people just don't know. Maybe people just need to be told, like, hey, look, this ain't who I'm trying to be no more. And, like, as opposed to, like, hey, we're mid-argument and you're trying to explain that shit. Mm-hmm. Because I noticed also, like, one thing about me, like, I've grown to become highly aware of things, and I observe a lot. And so it's just like, I understand that, even just from reading, that you can't really win an argument, number one, but you definitely can't win an argument when emotions are at play. Sometimes it's just best to, like, you know, take mental notes, listen, empathize. And it's like, all right, cool, take ownership. But then schedule time later on and say, hey, look, Let's talk. You said some things. You said some things the other day I didn't like, and address it. So I think that's something I could do. But yeah.
You just, I mean, it's,
I don't know.
Sometimes that can be the test of a real friendship. Cause then it can say, hey, either we have outgrown each other and we're at the point where now we can't, we're friends, but we're not close friends, or we were friends, but I'm at the point now, or you're at the point now where we just have to move away from each other, step away from each other, because it's not going to work anymore. Because as you grow, you're not the person you were.
Yeah.
And
I've been in those situations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And before, like, honestly, it's better to walk away before you start hating each other.
Yeah, man.
Because that's when all the, that's when it gets really ugly, when two friends really, like, start slinging mud at each other. Because if you've been friends for a long time, you know a lot about each other. You might know things that other people don't know. And then that's when the ugliness starts. Yep.
Mm. But, like, I mean, is there, like, a time where it could be rectified? Like, rectified, you know?
I mean, like, time heals a lot. But it could get ugly before it gets better. But it's all dependent on the maturity level of the people.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, like, you
have to be... I've been in that situation before. Like, I had an 8-year-long friendship with someone. And I guess
8 years ain't shit.
Right. Oh, right.
It ain't shit. In our circle, eight years is not shit.
But outside of our circle.
Okay, so before I get back to my point, right? How long y'all been friends?
Since 1998.
Get the hell out of here for real. Yeah.
Dang, it's actually pretty crazy.
That's like 24 years of friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my best friend, my best friend have been best friends for almost 20 years.
Wow. Mine's died because I got with him, babe, right here.
He died?
No. My friendship with the guy died.
He wasn't really your friend. He was just waiting his turn.
That's exactly what I told him.
That's what he said. So, yeah. But it's crazy because he knew everything about me. Like, I can't date someone that knows everything about me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, he don't know everything. That's why you gotta keep, you know, your relationship is a mystery. Like, you gotta ease things out there.
First of all, we're not about to try. You're not about to come up here and try to make yourself like you're innocent, because you know you try to dangle whatever he wanted in front of him so you could get.
No. I'm not trying to say I'm innocent. Huh. No.
So you was out here flirting.
Oh, no.
Sending him leg pictures.
Oh, no. You said leg pictures. No, not at all. Like, he really was just a brother to me. Like, we was just brother and sister. But, my relationship grew with Gail, that friendship started dying.
That contempt started coming in because he was jealous of Gail.
Yeah.
Because he tried to sabotage my relationship, too.
Oh, when?
Remember? You don't remember?
Tell me, refresh, because
I know you told me something. He tried to, talk you out of it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was an incident where me and Gail had a long time ago. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I would never do that type of thing he did.
He tried to dirty Mac.
So I told Gail right away, because, you know, we have a trusting thing in our relationship. And Gail was like, man, fuck this nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Man, dirty Mac.
So
I was like, I'm on Team Gail the whole time.
So,
and that died.
Girls, they always said, you're like a brother to me.
Yeah.
You guys don't realize how dangerous of that statement is.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, if you look at somebody like your brother, that means you look at him like your sibling.
But, the guy knows better if he's in the friend zone, right? No?
It ain't. Guys don't believe in friend zones because they always think they can get out. But.
I disagree with that.
Oh, go ahead. You always think you can get out.
Wow. Mr. Riz over here. Riz based. Okay.
But, like, it's like this. When you put a guy in the friend zone.
Actually, I want to say, before you go through that, there's levels to the friend zone.
Oh, hell no.
See,
at least I get a male's opinion right now.
As soon as you start putting them in the friend zone, but you're telling them everything that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah.
It could be sexual. It could be in your relationship.
Lord have
all you're doing is feeding him, like, why is she fucking with this loser? And I could be better for her than this.
She could be fucking with me. That's okay.
No, but that's real shit.
Yeah, that is real
because,
shit.
Because, like, I have a friend. She deals with the men, and me and her talk about her relationships, and I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's my thought.
Girl, come over here and get this good old treatment, girl.
There's a lot going on in life. I can't do it. I know. But it's like.
But if she didn't have a lot going on in life, would you have, like, mm-hmm.
If we was on a date, it would have been years ago.
Oh.
I'm not. I move
see,
on.
See, would have been years ago.
But see, I'm on type that I move on and go to the next thing pretty quick. I lose interest very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
Typical air sign trait.
Am I an air sign?
Yeah, we're air signs. I relate.
I'm Aquarius.
Yeah, but I'm Libra. So what's up, bro?
Okay,
what's up, bro?
I was like lost. But it's like, you know, after a while, I kind of move on.
Yeah.
And, same. You know.
I'm like, this shit boring.
Because, like, me and my best friend started off with me trying to holler at her.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, 05.
And then friend zoned.
Not really.
Oh,
so
no?
So the way that I remember it, and I could be wrong, we were, like, we used to talk on the phone late every day. And it was kind of like, man, she's really cool. Damn, we used to live by each other. And, like, we were really similar in a lot of things. And we kind of just was like, okay, we're probably better off as friends. Mm. Is she standing up?
What is it?
What the fuck is going on? Wow. Okay. But yeah, so it was like, we were like, we vibed on a friendship level,
mm-hmm.
and it was like organic. It wasn't like, because we go hang out, we do stuff, but it just never felt like we were on a date.
Mm-hmm.
I was felt like, hey, this is the homie,
mm-hmm.
and I think she might have felt the same. She could tell you better than me, and like it wasn't like one of those situations where years later I try to holler at her.
Mm-hmm.
Never. It was like we're family, like mm-hmm. legit family. But I guess, you know, other people wouldn't view it that way because Farley kept trying to beat it home every time that I would bring her up. Like, nah, like you gotta have a woman in your circle, in your on your side, because it's always a different perspective.
I agree, man. Like I have close friends that are women. And that's all it is understanding. And I think that different perspective is crucial. It's interesting. It allows you to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times, we as people, it's like we think that men should be like women and women should be like men. Like, in a sense, that thinking where it's like we all think similar thoughts, but like men, we receive and we think we have a different thought process than women in certain things. And so, or we may interpret things differently. Yeah. And so it's interesting to say, like, hey, like, for example, like, there are a lot of women that, speak in subtext,
mm-hmm.
whereas a man may mean what he says. But if I'm saying I'm tired or if I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry. But mm-hmm. a woman may be like, well, yeah, I'm not hungry, but that means like I'm not hungry for. I still want a choice into
for something specific, mm-hmm. but you know, I want you. It's like a test. They want you to know what they like. Jesus Christ. They want you to know what they like and then kind of give that to them in a sense. But right. You're right.
Oh, shit.
These niggas, man. Y'all are the worst. Time stamp that. But like, you know.
Thank you.
It's a difficult thing. Gail, do you have anybody like that from the female perspective?
That what?
Like somebody you can that gives you that other perspective outside of Kayla, like a cousin or something?
Yeah, Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Mm-hmm. You've met her before, right?
I know, used to have
at Glenn's house. Huh? At the baby shower? Gender reveal?
Who?
You said who?
I said Tiffany.
Tiffany, his Who's friend.
Tiffany
the
who?
Cutie pie.
The light-skinned girl from, like, college.
Why should it be just the light-skinned girl?
I don't remember.
Oh, anyway, yeah. From college. I've known her from college.
You don't know who she is?
I possibly remember her face.
She pretty. She got just a high forehead, but she's very pretty.
Wow.
Damn. Sound like shade, fam.
a little bit. She's got a little high forehead, but and, no, she's
yeah,
very
anyway,
pretty.
Yeah, anyway, she's from college. And, yeah, we, well, we had mutual attractions. Yeah, relax with that. We had mutual attractions to each other, but we just never had the time because, you know, I was still with the crazy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was with her ex at the time. There was no, you know.
Nah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. We just, you know, confided in each other. Like, all right, this is what happened. You know what I mean? Like, what can you give me any advice? And I would do the same thing for her with her ex dude.
Yeah.
Like, and then we just back and forth. That's how we go about it.
And I think.
But why I never, like, sailed off?
I mean,
damn, why does it matter?
No, right.
You here now, ain't you?
No, it don't matter.
I was saying that it never really popped off because when I was, like, at the time when I stopped with the ex, she was back on with her dude.
Oh.
And then when she was off with her, it just never,
But, I mean, I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm still cool with her to this day, like, you know.
I have no issue with it.
That's the one. That's the one female that I know of. Like I could go to her if I need any type of advice, like no problem at all.
He went to a couple times in a relationship when he was acting like a horn dog.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway,
shame. Oh. Where's the bells? Ding 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 ding. Shame.
Oh Jesus Christ! I don't know. I always had Rosner whenever I dealt with girls, except for this last one. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really. It was just a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just kind of figured it out. Because it's like, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Because sometimes you can find yourself in it. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of snap back in reality and you're like, yeah, this ain't going to work, bro. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
I never had that feeling before. I think I have.
Oh,
that's one very different. We won't read the red flags that much.
My problem is...
We know it, but we just ignore it.
Mm-hmm. My biggest problem is I'm looking for what's wrong at the early stages.
Wow, pessimist. Wow.
Because women are crazy.
I get it.
Well, yeah, like, I look at what's wrong with them, and I try to find, like, flaws. And all the while, I'm losing interest because I can't find the flaw, or when the flaw finally comes, I'm like... Bro,
there
like,
it is.
We have a bingo. He'd be like, we have a bingo. It's a bingo.
Yeah, I feel vindicated and
but
shit.
But why are you finding, like, the flaws? Like, why are you just not enjoying
have you
moment?
Seen society?
I know it's scary.
It's
like,
not scary. It's a lot that goes on now.
Are you at least enjoying the moment a little bit?
I don't know how to enjoy the moment.
Wow.
If you haven't noticed.
You're always guarded, like.
Always. Haven't you know? You don't. You haven't noticed
that
about me yet. You
guys' Mason's pocket knife like this, looking like Michael Myers.
No, I just don't. I'm not ever. I don't know how to enjoy the moment.
Aw, that's sad.
Is it really?
It is. It's high.
It's a little sad.
No.
You're
fuck
not,
you, Beast.
You're not enjoying.
I mean, I didn't mean it that way.
You're not enjoying the moment. It's stopping you from connecting with people.
I connect with people.
No, I know you easily do. You're a butterfly, right? But, like, listen, like, that hurts you finding a potential soulmate for you.
Shit, I keep
We want to see you get married and have babies. Well, maybe no babies, but probably traveling all the time.
Why you look at the wall?
I was trying to figure out who she was talking to. I thought somebody standing behind me.
Hey, it might happen with the right female.
Man, look, I can have babies. I don't have to get married to have babies.
Wow.
Shit.
You sound like Rory.
Whoever wants the club shot up, they can come see me.
You inspire to be a baby father. Okay.
It's okay.
We see you.
I don't mind being a baby father.
You'd be a good one though.
I think
see, so. See, maybe you should just be a daddy.
I am a dad. I have
plenty have of kids. Yeah, you have plenty of kids. But plenty no, a daddy kids. Daddy to your own little baby.
They all my children. And they get to go home.
You get to,
and
like,
I get to go home.
You get to see them like, oh, hey, little kid. And then, all right, go home.
I mean, I pour a lot into my athletes like they are my own kids. And some of them are like definitely my kids. Like one of my my daughter, her mother called me today and she calls me Coach Baby Father.
Coach baby father.
Yeah, she called me her coach baby daddy. And she was like, well, our child, like she literally refers to her as our child.
She's a little delusional, no offense.
No, she's married. Like,
I know,
she's,
I know.
I met her husband. We cool.
Oh, okay, I was
just playing. It's just, you know, it's cool because I'm with her daughter damn near every day, training her and mentoring and all that stuff. So she called me today, asked about varsity jackets and stuff like that, and the girls gonna get a letter, and we talk like that girl is like literally my child.
You don't even need the whole family. You got the whole family at the school.
Well, to be a good coach, you gotta immerse yourself.
Yeah. I already asked you this before. Like, they ever confide in you, like personal, like
always,
like coach, what do you think it is? Like, oh, I'm dating this girl, you know,
always
type of stuff. Yeah, that's good.
Always.
That's good, man.
I'm the type of coach. I tell one of my players if his girl is for the streets. I'm like, yeah, that girl
belongs
for the
streets.
I'm like, you need to let that shit go.
But some of them don't be listening. Puppy love.
One of them, it looked like I crushed his soul when I said that. I'm like, bro, like that girl don't look like she, like he was explaining the situation. And I was like, yeah, let her go, bro. She for the streets. And he looked at, like the hurt in his eyes.
The liveliness of his eyes.
I mean, we all know in high school, if you dated a girl that went to another school,
she getting piped down by
somebody else.
Yeah.
She fucking with somebody else.
There's a 50-50.
You the outside school dude, and she got an in school dude.
Yeah. That is facts. Yep.
So, you know, sometimes you can't sugarcoat shit like that.
At least tell them early, because my brother, man, he was crying real bad.
No, they're going to cry anyway.
Yeah.
You know, teenage boys are the most emotional people in the world.
Yeah. But when they get older, they're like, oh, all right, well, fuck it.
Oh, by the time they get older, they become sour and they blame other things. They blame people.
Well, they could become incel and red pill or something, you call it?
Nah, they just, you know... I mean, even girls. Girls are like, so I think
girls are like
girls
women,
in their teens aren't as bad as girls that live through their 20s. Because by the time they hit their 30s, they're like the meanest people in the world.
Yeah. Mm. Like they have this whole fucking 36 questions rap sheet about the perfect man. And, oh, what his ding-a-ling got to look like. And what his wallet got to look like. And what kind of house he got to have.
You thought.
Nah, but it's like.
They say standards, but they never can answer the question. Oh, what do you bring to the table?
Man,
it ain't even
that. Back here again.
It ain't that. I think it's just the men, the type of men they deal with, the type of men that they attract in their 20s can jade their view of men.
Yeah,
going into their 30s.
Because they let some scrawny little skinny boy smoking on a vape piping down, and then they get mad like, oh, there's no good men out there because you pushed away the guy that had glasses on. He was a dork in high school.
Yep. And then by the time the man is the dude who's been getting pushed away is a 30-year-old, he's an asshole
now. Michael B. Jordan
now.
Shit now. Here you go. Big old belly, pot belly, BBL down with hot Cheetos in your pocket. Yeah.
Wow.
All that. Very specific.
Who hurt you?
I've seen it.
Right.
No, nobody. I love all.
Is this why you don't like hot Cheetos no more?
Hell no. Disgusting. Cause like
she's hurt.
No, I'm just hurt that our woman is like that. Like, why are we so bitter? Like, it's just it's not
life
healthy.
Experience.
Not all women
shapes the way you view the world.
Not all women.
Life experience shapes the way you view the world.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter at this age because I haven't really been done wrong. Like that in my life.
Or you've been doing wrong too.
I don't do wrong to people. I kind of just live.
That's what they say.
That's what they all say,
that's
right?
That's what they say. I don't do these bitches wrong.
But I'm not
just living.
Like,
I'm just living my life.
I can say that because I'm not a serial dater though. I'm not a serial dater. Like, I go through periods of time of not dating. I always go through periods of time. I'll date for a little bit, and then I'll be on my own for months, maybe even a year, maybe even 2 years. Then I'll date again for a little bit. Then I move on. Then I'm by myself for a while. Then, you know, I jump in and out. So I don't have, like, bad experiences. Like, my last one, I sound like Rob right now. Jesus. My last one was amicable. Mm-hmm. We both agreed that it wasn't going to work, and we moved on.
Because you traveled a lot?
Well, that's not the last one. Oh. That's the one before the last one. But, like, don't waste your time. But it's like, you know, it's life goes on. I'm not gonna dwell. When I was in my 20s, I dwelled. Now I'm like, okay. Now I'm like, okay, life goes on. I don't know how y'all deal with it, but y'all two stuck together, so y'all ain't got no choice. No matter what happens with y'all, y'all are stuck together for the rest of y'all lives.
Yeah, we got a little munchkin with us. Yep. I'm gonna be stuck with him anyway.
It's time to check out.
About that time, playboy.
Bye-bye.
B, you got any final remarks?
Nah, man. I think it's just good to be friends with women.
Love with an open heart. That's my final remark.
What about you?
Live, laugh, life. Whatever. What's that
what
shit?
The fuck?
Live, love. Or live, laugh, ASAP?
There it is.
There you go. Live, laugh, love.
What's that shit? All
love,
this,
laugh,
the
single
love, bitter bitches put on their wall. Live, laugh, love, or
yeah,
some shit like
love,
that.
Love, live, laugh, or some crap. Yeah.
Oh, no,
something
what
like
they
that.
Say? I'm 20 fine. I'm ready to mingle.
Exactly.
That sounds desperate.
They always put that on their wall. Like, oh my God, I look at this every day.
Oh, niggas ain't shit.
Affirmation. Put that in your bathroom with a mirror.
Speak. Man, that's stupid, man. We done.
All right.
Minority Minds Podcast.